Shalom and Boker Tov. This is Billy Brim. Good morning to all of you. Bless the Lord. It's so good to hear your voices. I heard you down there in Omaha, Lois, and I'm glad you're taking up that prayer request we have for that wonderful, wonderful man who's running for office down in Arkansas. And I want to remind all you folks on the line that as we have these elections coming up, and somehow down in Arkansas, there is a May 24th election that means a lot for the office of lieutenant governor. And so anyway, everybody be sure to be taking your seats of authority in the mornings, your habitational authority, wherever you are. And we're going to have in this midterm election year, we're going to have some elections that we don't let the devil handle. Bless the Lord. Now, I want to do a little bit here this morning. I was planning to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon, but I got up and looked in the mirror, and my jaw is swollen up. I look like I've been in a prize fight. I had a rough day at the dentist yesterday. What happened was, before I went to Israel, I chomped down on a popcorn kernel and broke a tooth. And they couldn't fix it. So it was on a weekend, and they took me, you know, on an emergency basis, and I went in. So they decided to make a bridge, a temporary bridge. And the dentist, because I was going to Israel and I was going to be in a different climate down at the Dead Sea, he glued that thing in there like it was going to stay there till Jesus comes. So I had forgotten. When I got back from Israel, I went right away to Jerry and Carolyn Savelle's for a meeting. So I thought that yesterday I would take a rest, and I looked, and I'm supposed to go and get my permanent bridge. So I went in yesterday, and he wrestled and could hardly get that thing out. When he finally got it out and was going to put the permanent one in, it didn't fit. He worked on it and tried to make it fit, and my mouth was open, and he couldn't make it fit. And bless the Lord. Somebody's trying to call me in, so I'm turning my phone on mute. Come on now. You're not supposed to be ringing. There we go. Now, so he couldn't make it fit. So after we'd wrestled around with it and he'd worked on it, he said, I couldn't sleep nights if you had this permanent thing in. So then we had to go back to all that business of taking, you know, moles and this and that and putting in another temporary. So I thought it'd be all right. I didn't feel bad yesterday, but I got up this morning and it's all swollen up. And I didn't want to think you to think I look like that. So vanity, vanity, God forgive me. But I must confess, I'm not adverse to taking a Shabbat today, taking some time off. So I won't be there at noon, but I will be on the phone. And today, we're going to do our call-in 15 minutes earlier because I told Brenda I want to receive the offering and I want to talk about the communion. So we'll do that at the end. We're going to start our prayer at 12:15. 12:15, I will put you on mute. That means that's when we start praying. So, Max, I trust you're getting this and everybody's getting this, that today our noon call will be like we've been doing it when I was in Israel, and I will begin it at 15 minutes after noon. Now, that meeting that I was in, God helped me. We got back in Monday night from Israel, and then we started a meeting at Jerry Savelle's on Friday. Oh, Jerry and Carolyn Savelle are some of God's finest people on the face of this earth. They treated us like kings and queens. We were so welcome in that church. And we had a wonderful meeting. Wonderful. I don't know how many of you saw it, but there was such an anointing, especially Sunday morning when I started with the rapture and then preached right on up to, brought it right on up to the millennium. And so it was such an anointing. I'm going to ask them if they would let us have that. I don't know if they archive it or not, but if they do, Their ministry is called Heritage of Faith Christian Church. Heritage of Faith Christian Church. Or probably you could get it Jerry Savelle Ministries. It was so anointed. I'm going to see if they'll let us have it so that we can put it up on our webpage to help people know what is our immediate future. Now, I said all that to say this. With the coming in from Israel, and then we did the prayer call, and then we left after that to go to Jerry's, and I was focused in, you know, on that meeting. I did not have time to sit and meditate on what the Lord said to us last Wednesday until last night. And so I'm sitting here in my prayer chair last night, and I'm seeing what God said. So I don't know if you have your book, or if you keep these things in a book. But if you do, get it out. And I want to talk to you about what God said to us last week. Now, we see all these things happening. Today, as I look at the news, Russia's really attacking the largest city in Ukraine. They're pulling out all the stops. And we see that Israel has bombed places in Syria, in Damascus, been bombing weapons caches and things that were bought in there by cargo planes, weapons brought in from Iran. So we see these things moving. I really do think they're going to move on into Ezekiel 38 and 39, that war. I don't know if it'll be quickly that they'll move on or it'll take a year or two. I don't know. But I really believe that the Lord has shown us. He's talked to us a lot about that. We prayed a lot about it. Remember, what we're doing here is we pray, and then the Lord gives us the interpretation of what we pray. But what we pray is what the Lord's doing. So I looked at it, and here's what he said in the 8 a.m. prayer last week. Listen to my friend. Listen to me. Do not give up. It is lining up with today's events. I am coming back. I will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. Now, he's going to set up a kingdom? What about the kingdom of God is in us? Righteousness, joy, peace, the Holy Ghost. What about the kingdom of heaven? Those kingdoms which we're a part of are already set up. But there is a visible earthly kingdom that Jesus is going to set up when he comes back and puts his feet on the earth. And notice that line, I am coming back, was one of the strong ones. It's one of the ones that he had us underlined. I'm going to read that part again. Listen to my friend. Listen to me. Do not give up. It is lining up with today's events. I am coming back very strong. I will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. Then he gave us Daniel 2:44. In the days of those kings, and these are the kings, this is Nebuchadnezzar's image, and it's the toes, the kingdom of the clay and the iron. I think it's the European Union and this both legs, east and west. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. Exactly the same words he just said to us. And that kingdom will not be passed on to another kingdom. All the kingdoms of Nebuchadnezzar's image, the gold head was Babylon. It was passed on to the Medo-Persian arms, and then it was passed on to Greek. But down in the toes, the days of the toes, the iron and the clay, there's going to come a rock cut out without hands. That's the Christ. That's the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's going to go all throughout this earth, and it will never pass on to another. It lasts forever. So he's talking to us last week very much about setting up that kingdom. He gave us then Psalm 46:10. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That's the millennial. That's the millennial kingdom. Then he gave us this term, the number of sons. That probably sounded a little strange to you when you heard it. And then he said Deuteronomy 32:8, when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, or Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples, the nations, according to the number of the sons of Israel. Mm. That's telling us that when he, Deuteronomy 32 is the past, present, and future of Israel, when he made this earth, when he made the boundaries of the nations, he put Israel the center of the earth. And he divided the nations according to the boundaries of the people and the number of the sons of Israel. Israel, in that kingdom that God is going to set up on the earth, Israel will administer that kingdom under Jesus and under David, and really under us, because we'll be ruling in the heavenlies overall. So he's talking about that kingdom. I believe it's not far away that he's setting up this earthly kingdom. Now, when he deals with the wicked and judges them all and takes them out of the earth, and how many times lately has he been talking to us about taking the wicked out of the earth? That's when he, just before he sets up his kingdom, Jesus comes on his white horse, we're with him, and he takes the wicked out of the earth. And many of the scriptures last week were, and this is a statement, listen to this one, I will make them dust with my sword. When he comes with his sword, Revelation 19, he comes on his white horse of power. The Antichrist is on the earth. He's got a sword coming out of his mouth. And then he gives us Isaiah 41:2, which says, he makes them like dust with his sword. I, Israel, will not be destroyed. I rule forever. And then, last week, and on the noon prayer, it is me who will destroy the wicked. Israel will not be destroyed. And then he said, China, Iran, Syria, Russia, Turkey, and other nations, it is written, will be cut off. He gives us Nahum 1:15. O Judah, the wicked shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. When will the wicked no more pass through Israel? During that millennial kingdom that he sets up. Oh, folks, I tell you, when I saw it last week, when I saw what he said and what we prayed about, I thought he's talking about the millennium. He's talking about things that are coming soon. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Wow. Yes,
good.
I am.
Praise the Lord. So I just was so, Max called me last night, and I had been sitting here when he called. I had been sitting here just going over these things and thinking these things that I just said to you. And I just praise God. I just give him glory and adoration. Is there anything you want to say to our prayer, WWP's Worldwide Prayers, Max, before we begin praying? Anything you want to say?
Just the atmosphere. I mean, you're absolutely right. The Lord has been speaking to us through the body, through the prayers and the word. Interpretation, translation, whatever you wanted to call it. I am so humbled that we are all in agreement to continue to pray and getting the word of God over and over again and telling us what yet to come. It's just so great. He is so good. I believe we need the encouragement, and he is encouraging us, and he is telling us what to come.
He is, Max, and in that, when he said this is an assignment, you are going to hear in Arabic, he said, I am revealing you to you what is yet to come through all the saints in prayer. And the thing about it, folks, is if we pray the same scriptures, and he tells us the same scriptures, it's us working with God. We are working with God in these prayer calls. We are working with God. And so like Max said, be encouraged. be encouraged to always be on the prayer calls. You are. You're very faithful. We can tell how many of you are praying with us, and it's always 1,500 or more in this 8 o'clock call in the mornings. And if you can be with us at noon today, praise the Lord. I noticed that last Wednesday morning and Wednesday noon went together.
Mm-hmm.
They went together. Oh, Lord. Our Lord. Our wonderful, wonderful Lord. Just to thank God. You know, he said, you come behind in no gift. That was one of the things you said, Lord. You come behind in no gift. You don't lack. And I thought, this is a gift. Tongues and interpretation is a gift.
That's right.
And we don't come behind in it because you are developing us in it. You are showing us. You showed me years ago that we were going to walk in just before Jesus comes. We were going to walk in the gifts as they were designed to operate. And you designed tongues and interpretation for us to hear and know, for us to work with you and yet understand what we had prayed in the Spirit. You said, let him that prays in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Oh, God, you have just blessed us with this gift. We regard it as a gift, and thank you very much for it. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we're in the kingdom of the light. You translated us into the kingdom of the light. You delivered us from darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the not light. We're not sitting in the darkness. Peter said that the prophets and the word of God is like a light shining in a dark place. And we want to thank you for the light. We want to thank you for showing us things to come. And we want to thank you for letting us work with you, praying in tongues about the mysteries of this last hour. Vivando lo cobre vesciano macchito. Gabidano no cola gabi. Ma toti ma caldi. Ma toti mangangali do delle mahalakito lo gobrandi di gadambra tashka. Mastiono no gombre. Viva la doshke danda. Il sole vecchia varo dushuanu no kobi la divana nanye ne kolo govebe di kala. Ridonye ni kala kavitara. Gabidonyo no kohole gavida banya. Ma gole le divra, ma shinakora. Ha, yane kole gavido do kopra. Kasote le kapra. Gavidon jendia dikolo gabra makida gandanje de godo britala kopreg di dianda. Gavidu twa. Gavidu shwanyuno no kombri kala kavida barito. Gon shero no kala kavala banye ne kola gavida banyo no kola gavamba makora makita la gobre ni kala gadaya. Boshwana. Boshwana Satan ogi badiade. Grande le gora maya tora basito lo gole bedanye ne kala vapi. Grola varatash. Grene ne kala kabra. Kole danyo no kubara kabra mani kala gavinyo no kobre. Guijanyo no kole kavidanyo no kohole gavida gabrodye ne kore gode de kala kala kadanye. Suiswanto. Suiswanto mi affitto. Bagi judo comprede alle gabanye no kore gabito. Banjo non kohole gavida la kambra kaya. Naya donde li vaya no kore kaya na kire da danye ne kore gada la dabra. Shon sherno magidu shuanya vito. We tell you, me a Sunday. Granto, ma caledonia. E bandolo capra. San signero no kita. And verono Gandhi shato. Kebida. Makito. Mangileto. Obaya, tanya na cobra disho na no gombe da kaya. Oh, da la banya na cola gadile banje ne cola da balaganja de ne kalaka. Oh, brandi visco. Makinando na cobre, minya na cora baya. Andero no niente le mango. Manshono, randili basco. Gandili vero makia. Andele menye ne kaya nanye. Grandi shot. Makito. Mari judo doma? Mari danyo? Pakeniero? Oli pahakinyo no govida. Grondele meskwa. Sondele miska. Mango horoba liendele manyana kora manyene. Barido. Barido tafa. Gambida. Makotama andele vero la manyala kaladanyarlo. Akrono patch. Oh, shangele ko. Galevatora. Banjote, oh, capitano, no capitano, to brasi. Ijuanyo no cobre, galagavi, danyo no colo cobrete. Gavediende me chato, la taraka kaki, gandhi de capra. Idudu de chapata la tane. Gabi danyo no kopale kala, danye ne koholo govrande de kala kapito. Suestiano mea. Gabi danyo kale kakabra. Anikora. Bashito tuto komi? Bashito komaratika? Gandele. Mango. Patinho, na cora maia, na cora macaia, dora maia, dora. Quero baixo, agora batisco, galegandiana, calimpo toto paqui no nome, calaga bambaro socologi. West de andabra, mia, angle ferro, mica. Angela ferro nani ni kora gabido. Gronaki fia. Grandi ni boska. Grande. Ali bacchiota. Mastion tobra fita. Kali danyoto. Mangela gadabarata. Pastora. Mitato fia. Libera tambre che le capapa alla gandiene calacati. Cogendera cobracti na calacavamba la doria macata dalla gongende. Cristiano fiero. Cadigu, ma ho tutto, pagli danni da colo gombrama da spronio e gomba. Oh no, vivi dalla mattino. Gran toschita. Grandoli cambra, evidi danyo makalaka dinyo hogo baha, nyene kolega da haya na kahala kayanda kaya. Randele vaso. Kiri danyo davra makito, grondeli vasko nonye, kandolo kobre, menya nono, andeli vasko. Gro pinyano kaya. Grande li mashkora mahayena kola kombinio no cobre. Grande li meshkutora gala gala gandiara gala kadadea. Patutu. Patotofia. Patotofia mika. Patotofia makala gandiene kohuka. Kijoto la copra calacatino la colo da la gambaglia la colo copra pizza la gombardi dando. O sap Italia, la calacavita, no colo gababa. Ma toto maqueta, ma calacavito, rigiando la cohora cabata, ne la colo cabito, la gobritania ne cobra. O scene macaia, ma calacalito, ma calacita. Gale danya na kahala kafito da godambre kala katoshka. Kame na kala kali ka danya ne kahala katoshka. Viswete de bancho. Dari vandolo godala gambre kata da godoshka dabra. Ola patito. Oh, la patita si amangi, talaga da la danie. Grali do ragondan do ragodobre, kalaka brandi le kashka. Grome ne kahayanda la gadabra maraka kashka. Grole mananyanda la godoho kaki, talaka halaka tita. Gavidandero makaya na kohola kavito koro badanya na koki la dudo do javi na kolo kompreke ohala bashki danje na kobe kala katavla makala kotanje kavidala dori makala kahala kavato do koho shangde do koto ko shakti isi de balatoshka denya na kohola kavrati de koto ko shangde de kotoshka tape kala kadavra. E che le danni ne caha la gavito, so come Tania. Gavi dalla danni ne caha la gavra, se le gondo fascette, le gondo fasciandi, le gondo bre, me cala cabre. Gavi danni ana ne coho la bascia, se le gondo bre, cala cadavre, ma cala catange. Calibratoshka danci de gola capri, gola catance, ma che gola cadavi, ma da conviene. Libratora ma cahala capri, tata cotto fusciandi de godobri cazzo. Gli libratora mai a tu isciano non nambri, colo codavi, ma da gombrette. Calibatione cava la voce, mi ne capra ancora, ma caia ne colloca papà. Cavitaliando capra da caja la caia ne cojola da babi dañana ne cabri. Cabi dañana ne nombre, cala caprede de gandianda de gondolio ne cojola gabi ne ancora matisco. Per i dañi ne copre cala catavra. Cabidagno non ho nombre. Cabidagno non ho coho rabacatia. Cabidagno non ho coho bracata. Salimandiana. Che vede bandiana non ambra. Se vedi andana cambra cada candanda danda be cala catastra. Camara dani ni cojolo gabaranda. Astono no gobra cala cania ne cojolo gabrasianda. Kene ma cala cabra cada candiana ne cojolo cabra cada candianda. Che vedatora ma cala bruciene. Oh, ti hanno mahala cabinto, non ho nombre, cala cadabra, cala cacchiata, da cacchiandera, e bacene da danni.
Meshiano Makito. Pelita Prahala Makinio no Cobre. Shani Kalagadami Makologodeme Meshiano no Cobre. Mashiano no Cobre. Kalidanio no Cobre. Kalakaniste. Dalitanya na kohola kambe tala na 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 ni ne kala kapa tala kosh kita brata shonda na kambra kta. Eshe de pala kosh kita. Aki danya. Magi dala ta hala kapa te. Kelibrando na kohoshe ne ne kambra kala kada ni ne kolo kambe te. Kiri bara dashan te diga halaka prat te diga dashan te de. Kiri bara halaka apai kalaka tashan te chati vitabha. Kiri bara toshka nabai kalaka tashka tanche diga doho shau. Pada tanya ne kono ko tabri ba kalaka dambu. Kashina kalaka dada kumbre te diga kashka. Give it an adonine kahala gabri tere kodongri tashan do no gopre tishan anaki. Maki dana nana hasha te da gahala kabri to da godambri. Maki dana yate. Eli vrato shana kaya na kohola gimanjo no kubati ne gandiyane na nombri kapada gandashke. Kamina kahala gabi dala dombre kala kada la kabi kala kodon chini kodosh ki dambra kala kadanye. Oh, sandi ne mashka dambi ne kono godombre na kila danye ni kolo kovabi. Oh, shehe ke hanye ni kolo kabra bade kanye ni kolo gadabra bad danye ni kolo godombre kala kashke. Mestiano cobre cala gavino no cobre tinfano no cola cavi da cala gopre. Oh, sheniva cala cavi da cora ma caio no cola condomra ma tito ma cata galandi de comprati. Che shenia cora cola cafe cala condonci de cotto fusha. Cremana no, nene cola gabarata shandele cofati de cala gaprita. Even at the Hoshan did a Hoshak, did a good Hoshan did a good old prick at a good Abramanachi. But Italian Nakahala Kilibratura Nakahala Cavino, Nakahala Cavabi, Dalla Concerno, Nakobe, Dalla Cadabra. And she did Kalakara Kati under the Gohova Pita, and Nakahala Cavabala Toski, Nibran, and Nakobe. Kavida no cobre de shano no cobre me kalo tanya ni kabra batita. Oh, ne me shano no cobre kilando. Mali danyo. Kabe kashak tiri godoshka ta prak tiri godavla. Ali bandyono kole bahala kaya na kala katavla makote shakta. Mashi danyo no kope tike da gava. Meke nika brati. Mashke danyo, mashke danyo. Matvete. Oh, shene gavra. Shene ne kava kala kapito. Kavi danyo atoro kope tike hala. Maki danyo, maki dalati. Kavi danyo no kope tala kapre kale banjo. Kashku danyat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name forevermore. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. You are so good. You are so wondrous in working. We just praise you. We just praise you. We just praise you and praise you and praise you and praise you and praise you. Oh, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Master King.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Yes.
Oh, yes, we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. Whenever you're ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Started with Colossians, Colossians, pronounce it the way you want, 1:26. Chapter 1, verse 26. But now, manifested to my prophet and you. But now, manifested to my prophet and you. Next line. It is me. I am who reveals the hidden. H-I-D-D-E-N. It is me. I am who reveals the hidden. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Next line. I will change the darkness to light. I will change the darkness to light. Next line, Job 12, verse 22. Job 12, 22. Next line, underline it. My mystery, I am God. My mystery. I am God. Next line. Ephesians 1, verse 9. Ephesians 1, verse 9. Next line. Not to them, but to you, church. Not to them, but to you, church. Matthew, chapter 13, verse 11. The book of Matthew, 13, verse 11. Next line, underline it, one word. Revelation. Revelation. Next line. Okay. I told you before, and you wrote in brief. B-R-I-E-F. I told you before, and you wrote in brief. Next line, Ephesians 3, 3. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 3. Next line, or underline it, my own authority. My own authority. Next line, is this hard to understand, church? Well, is this hard to understand, church? I just love it. He's just talking to us like his children, normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Is this hard to understand, church? Next line. Acts 1:7. Acts 1:7. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7. Job, chapter 34, verse 21. Job 34:34, verse 21. This one, underline this one here. Listen and understand these verses. I see the verses lower here, but there's more lines. Listen and understand these verses. Underline it. Church, you have been praying for, 45. I'll read that again. Church, you have been praying for 45. 45 last name. Oh, there's more to that, sorry. And Israel. Let me read this again now together. I apologize. I got distracted a little bit here. Church, you have been praying for 45 last name and Israel. So that's all one line. Next line, Psalm 139, the book of Psalm, chapter 139, verses 2 and 3. Psalm 139, verses 2 and 3. Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 10. Jeremiah 17, verse 10. Another Jeremiah, chapter 16, Jeremiah 16, verse 17. Jeremiah 16, 17. Praise the Lord. Next line. I see all they are in my face. Yeah, that's face. F-A-C-E. I see all they are in my face. Oh. Here we go. China. Persia. Yeah, it's Persia this morning. It's not Iran, it's Persia. China, Persia, Turkey, Syria, Russia, and many nations you already know. Let me read that again. China, Persia, Turkey, Syria, Russia, and many nations you already know. Whoa. Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39, underline it. Yeah, underline it. So right after you already know the line China, Persia, Turkey, Syria, Russia, and many nations you already know. Next line, Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39, underline it. Next line, Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 2. Hosea 7, verse 2. Next line. Just proclaim, P-R-O-C-L-A-I-M, just proclaim it. Okay, let me read it again. Because I kind of stopped on that word. Just proclaim it will take place. Just proclaim it will take place. That's the line. Next line, Isaiah 44, verse 7. Isaiah 44, verse 7. Next line, underline it. My grace in full. My grace in full. Next line is 1 Peter verses chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter, chapter 1, 2. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Oh, my Lord. My justice is here. Trust me. My justice is here. Trust me. Psalm 37, the book of Psalm, chapter 37, verses 4 and 6, or through 6. Psalm 37, verses 4 through 6, 4, 5, 6. Next line, just acknowledge today and your paths, P-A-T-H-S, will be straight. Just acknowledge today and your paths will be straight. Next line, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. Proverbs 3, verse 6. Next line, underline it. Just upon a P-O-U-N-D in hope.
Okay, just I didn't upon, get this line. Could you read okay. that again, please?
Yes. Just upon A. Oh, B, I'm sorry. A-B-O-U-N-D. In hope.
Abound. Abound.
Oh, abound? Okay. Okay, just abound in hope. Well,
just abound in hope.
Thank you, Lord, for using me. Just abound in hope. Next line, Romans 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Next line. Remember what I said to the ruler of the synagogue. Okay. Remember what I said to the ruler of the synagogue? Next line, underline it. Keep your mind on me. Keep your mind on me. I'm sensing somebody's not catching up here. I'm going to go back to remember here. Remember what I said to the ruler of the synagogue? Next line, underline it. Keep your mind on me. Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Mark chapter 5, verse 36, 36. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Interesting. See you at noon, my beloved. See you at noon, my beloved. Wow. This is a line here. See you at noon, my beloved. Next line. The blessing of my peace is my shalom. That is shalom. Okay, let me read this again. The blessing of my peace is shalom. Next line is his signature. Trust in me.
If I were you, I wouldn't miss that noon call.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not going to miss it. And remember, it's going to be at 12:15. 12:15 Central Time. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. Praise his holy name. That was a real anointing. Even the Lord spoke to me while we were praying.
Uh-huh.
Just so personal. He is. Look what he called us. See you at noon, my beloved. Oh, how we love him. But the thing is, oh, how he loves us. And I think about that scripture that says, we love him because he first loved me. He first loved us. He gave us the love to love him with. Isn't that something, Max? I think of you. You came from darkness to light, very much darkness to light. And you had hatred replaced by love.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. And today, I mean, God is so good. Folks, I'm telling you, when you seek him, when you go like a foot, he'll go 1,000 miles to reach out for you. Today is the 27th of Ramadan, meaning in the Muslim world, heaven will open one day a year in the 365 days, the 27th of Ramadan, the 27 days of fasting in Ramadan, which is today. Now, this is what came to mind here. I believe it's the Holy Spirit. Now, think of this. It's not really about Mass. It's about the power of God. It's about Almighty, how he can do things and change things. I would have been looking for that day all year long, because heaven is going to be open today. So I can pray. So he can hear me. So he can deliver. Now think about it, that he is available for us 24/7 and heaven is open 24/7.
Every day.
That's where I came from. Every day. Absolutely.
You came from thinking it only happened once a year.
Once a year.
Knowing every day he hears you and calls you my son, not slave.
He calls me my son. He calls me by name.
It's just wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And he reminded me of something that happened a year ago, 36 years ago today for me, while we were praying. And I may mention it, and then I'm not going to do it right now, but Colossians 1:26. That is the mystery.
which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints.
Hallelujah.
And that's the mystery of the church. He's going to go on to say it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the mystery of the church. It was hidden from past ages and generations. They never knew there was going to be such a being as the church. But now I'm reading from his statement, which is exactly what was said in that verse, but now manifested to my prophet and you, it is me, I am, who reveals the hidden. And then Daniel 2:22. Oh, I dropped my book. Hold on, folks. I have to get it. And get my place again. Hallelujah. I'm juggling things here in my prayer chair. Daniel, but I have to do it in the prayer chair. It just has to be. Okay, this is Daniel 2:22, and I'm reading in the New American Standard 95. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jeremiah 33:3. Whoops, there's something wrong. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. And then another statement. I will change the darkness to light. Job 12:22. He reveals mysteries from the darkness and brings the deep darkness into light.
Hallelujah.
He's talking to us, folks, about revealing. Mm-hmm. And then he says, and it's emphasized, my mystery, I am God. Ephesians 1:9.
Wow.
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not to them, but to you, church. Matthew 13:11. Jesus answered them, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. Oh, folks. And then his next word underlined is revelation. I put an exclamation point after it. Revelation. Folks, he's revealing to us. Hallelujah. I told you before, and you wrote in brief, Ephesians 3:3. That by revelation, there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. Now, this is Paul talking.
Okay.
It's Paul talking about the mysteries of God. I tell you, this book of Ephesians is filled with the mysteries of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And then a statement that he had us underline, my own authority.
Mm-hmm.
Is this hard to understand, church? Hallelujah. More and more light he gives us, folks, if it's coming. I know this book of Ephesians, and I know the mystery of the ages he's talking about. And I'm telling you, folks, he's revealing to us, and we're getting close. Hallelujah. Acts 1:7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Job 34:21. For his eyes are upon the ways of a man. And that's Derek, that's your path. And he sees all his steps. Listen and understand these verses. Church, you have been praying for Trump. Oh, excuse me. Should have said 45. And Israel. Listen and understand these verses. Church, you have been praying for 45 and Israel. I wonder if that Job 34:21 is the man he's talking about. For his eyes are upon the Derek, the ways, the path of a man. And he sees all his steps.
Mm-hmm. I put 45 there.
Mm-hmm.
On Job.
I think that's who he's talking to. In other words, he's very conscious, God is very conscious of the path and the steps of this certain man and of Israel. Psalm 139:2-3. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path. Am I lying down? And are intimately acquainted with all my ways. He's talking to that man. Now that is the NSB, New American Standard. Now I'm going to read it from the ESB, English Standard. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far, afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. I think I'm going to use the ESV there.
Okay.
He's talking to that man.
I totally agree, Miss Billy. And also, I'm getting a revelation. He's talking to the church, and he's talking to Israel. He's talking to us, to him, to Israel. He's talking. Yeah,
he's got all three in there.
All three in there. He's talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Each one of us. He's watching our paths. He's discerning our thoughts from afar, and it starts with Job 34:21. That scripture before. And then he says, listen and understand these verses, very strong. Church, you have been praying for this man and Israel.
And Israel.
And he's very definitely saying, concerning that man, you know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Now, that's Psalm 139:2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see what he said in Job 34:21 before. Let's read it again.
Okay.
For his eyes are on the ways of a man, and he sees all his steps.
He's making that man to know.
Yeah.
That his eyes are on him. He sees him, every thought, particularly that man. He's talking to
Israel.
He's talking
to Israel.
But to me, he's really pointing out that man.
Yep, I see that, yeah.
And now we have Jeremiah 17:10. I thought I did that right. Jeremiah 17:10. I, the Lord, and that word is Jehovah, search the heart and test, the ESV says, mind. Now, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
Okay.
ESV. I'm going to look at that again in the New American 95. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results or fruit of his deeds.
Hmm.
Now, this word mind, I hope I don't throw you off on this, because I know the meaning of this. If you look at the absolute literal translation, it's going to say kidneys. I test the kidneys. But the kidneys of a man are regarded in the Hebrew as his innermost being. His very innermost being. So I'm going to look at this and see if the Amplified might bring that out.
Okay.
Because it's more than the mind. It's more than the mind. I, the Lord, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give to every man according to the way, his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. It's the heart of man. It's the very innermost being. Yeah, here it is. This is Young's literal translation. I, Jehovah, do search the heart, try the reins, R-E-I-N-S, even to give to each according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. The reins, R-E-I-N-S, like the reins on a horse. Your innermost being is what reins you. It says of Jesus, the only reins that he had on the Messiah was his own faithfulness.
Oh.
It means your innermost being. The Hebrew word here is kidneys, but it means your innermost being. When I put this in my book, I might use the ESV, but here's how I'm going to put it. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind. And then I'm going to put in parentheses, innermost being. To give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. That's the one I'm going to use. And I'm going to use those parentheses like I told you.
Okay.
Then we have Jeremiah 16:17. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes.
Huh.
Now, I think that's applying to the next statement. I see all.
Oh.
They are in my face. See, these are the ones with the iniquities. China,
oh.
Persia, Turkey, Syria, Russia, and many nations you already know. Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, mm-hmm. and this time he has emphasized Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. I think Jeremiah 16:17 has to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing all their iniquities. Hosea 7:2. You cannot announce that you are going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth without God seeing it. And I think he's saying to us, well, he did to us. Last week he said they're going to be cut off. They're not going to be here during the millennium. Okay. Whoa. What? Listen to this one. Hosea 7:2. But they do not consider that I remember all their evil. Now their deeds surround them. They are before my face.
Oh.
Wow. You know, I'm going to have time since I'm here at home to go over and meditate these scriptures before we meet with the Lord again at noon. Oh, I'm looking forward to that noon to call.
We all do.
Just proclaim it will take place. I wonder if he's talking about Ezekiel 38, 39. I don't know.
That's what I'm sensing. I mean, we need to pray about it. Or, you know,
yeah.
Like you said, gonna go over him.
Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, and this ancient people is Israel, let them declare what is to come and what will happen.
Oh.
I think he's telling us to proclaim this. Ezekiel 38 and 39 will take place. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him decree and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, he appointed this ancient people, Israel. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Now, he didn't give us verse 8, but I am going to go ahead and read it. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from old and declared it? Are you my witnesses? And he already said up here in this passage that Israel's his witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. Now, I added that myself. He only gave us the seventh verse. But he's talking about what's coming and Israel's his witness in the world, earth. And we need to go ahead and declare these things. My grace in full. 1 Peter 1:2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood, my grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Whoa.
That's the ESV. I'm going to read it in the New American. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. I like that. Let's see what the King James says. Yes.
Yes.
elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. I think I'm going to use the New American Standard on this one because it says it uses the fullest. May grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. And he had just said to us, my grace in full, and he underlined it. My justice is here. Trust me. Psalm 37, 4 through 6. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday.
Mm.
That's the New American. I'm going to read it in the ESV. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. I'm going to use that one, the ESV, because it uses justice. Just acknowledge today, and your paths will be straight. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Exactly what he just said. Just acknowledge today, and your paths will be straight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. That word acknowledge in the Hebrew means to know him intimately. So in all your ways, in all my ways, in all of our paths, our derricks, we know him intimately, and he will make straight our paths. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just abound in hope. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I'm going to use the ESV there too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Abound in hope. Hallelujah. I love that. Remember what I said to the ruler of the synagogue, and here he's talking about Jairus. You remember when Jairus' little daughter was sick? And he went to get Jesus to pray for him, and they came and they told him that she was dead. And the Lord turned right to Jairus and said something. Remember that?
I remember.
So that's what
I remember reading about that. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Remember what I said to the ruler of the synagogue? Keep your mind on me, and that is emphasized. And this is Mark 5:36. Just a minute here. I got so excited I put it in wrong. Because I know this one.
Okay. I got excited to know about it.
But overhearing what they said, and they had just said to him, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the rabbi any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. That's the ESV. King James, I like on this one too. I'm going to read it. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Mm. He said, they came, your daughter's dead. He said, fear not, only believe.
Only believe.
So that's what we do. We fear not, we only believe. And then I know this next one, too. It's going to talk about keeping our mind on him. And this chapter, Isaiah 26, is all about judgment of the earth. But he says in Isaiah 26, and I'm going to get that now, Isaiah 26:3. This is King James. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in me. Now, in the Hebrew, it says, thou wilt keep him in shalom, shalom. It uses the word twice. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in me. Shalom, shalom. If you want to say every day, the word for day is yom. And if you want to say every day, you say yom, yom. So if you, the word for peace, and it's shalom, and it means the peace that comes because you're whole. If you want to say perfect peace, the end of all peace, all the peace that ever there is, you say shalom, shalom. So it says, thou wilt keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. I love it in the King James. I will read it in another translation. I will read it here in the ESV. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. So that's what we do. We fear not, we only believe. We keep our mind on him, and we have shalom, shalom. Even if the world goes into Ezekiel 38:39.
Yeah.
And then he says this, see you at noon, my beloved.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing of my peace is shalom. And that means shalom comes from the root word of shalem. It means whole. It means because you're whole. And then he says, trust in me. Oh, folks, I wouldn't miss the noon prayer. And remember, we're going to start it at 12:15. That's when I'm going to put the mute on at 12:15. When I put mute on and mute all of you, that's when we start praying and I start talking. So 12:15, I'm really excited. And so I always say to Max, I always say him, though I know that we're not going to be together, I always say, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Last night when Max and I were talking, I always say, see you tomorrow. So the Lord, I think he heard that, Max, and he's kind of saying that. See you at noon, my beloved.
See you at noon. Yeah, that's true.
he did say that.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say that. So he said, see you at noon, my beloved. The blessing of my peace is shalom. Trust in me. Oh, folks.
Thank you.
See you at noon. See you at noon, Max.
No. See you at noon.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.